Hey, hello, I'm Tommy Chong. If you want something really nice in your laboratory, buy Durachill. I'm telling you, if you're not using this Durachill, you're not really in the pot business. You're just on the fringe of it. So if you really want to get serious, man, this is what you need. You need a Durachill in your life. You've got the technology here to have the cleanest, purest, healthiest product. I'm impressed. You want me to sell this? Buy it. Try Durachill or else. If your chiller's down, you ain't making money. And you heard it from me, Tommy Chong.
Brought to you by PolyScience.
Another episode of Cannabis Tech Talks. I'm Patricia Miller, executive editor with Cannabis and Tech Today. We're on site at MJ BizCon 2023 at the PolyScience booth. Special thanks to our title sponsor, PolyScience. So today we're sitting down with Chris O'Farrell, Senior Director of Cultivation at Deep Roots Harvest. Did I get all that right?
You did, yes.
Right. Thanks for joining us, Chris.
Yeah, happy to be here.
Yeah, awesome. So tell me a little bit about Deep Roots and what you're doing.
Certainly, yeah. So I started with Deep Roots about 2 years and some change ago. Since starting there, I've been quarterbacking a fairly large infrastructure improvement initiative to improve the efficiency and the quality of the flower that we're producing there. It's been a very demanding project, but it's been challenging, rewarding. Building the plane while you're flying it, still turning rooms over while also improving them and dealing with the project management side of all of the construction that's ongoing.
Yeah, that sounds intense.
Absolutely, it has been.
Yeah, so this is Nevada-based Deep Roots, right?
It is, yeah. We're about an hour north of Las Vegas, right on the what we call three corners of Arizona, Utah, and Nevada, and the northeastern side of the state.
It's a good place to be.
It absolutely is.
So you've been working on a book recently, right? Can you tell us a bit about the process and sort of your focus?
Of course, yeah. So it's the book is titled Greater Than or Equal to 100 Grams per Square Foot. It is a book that really just brings all of the best practices that myself and my business partner have identified over the course of our careers, each of us with probably close to 20 plus years of cannabis cultivation experience in both the traditional and regulated cannabis markets. We talk about building automation systems, fertigation systems, controllable limiting growth factors to optimize plant health, yields, quality, etc. I feel as though it's the book that every grower needs that they just haven't got their hands on yet.
I think it's a great time that you chose to start writing it while you're building out this new grow. I mean, what better way to kind of visualize, identify, write? It sounds like it probably all worked kind of synergistically together.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, through every project that you get yourself into in cannabis, there's always a lot of learning that comes along with it, you know, and it's definitely been helpful to be able to reflect upon what I've been able to learn throughout that process and then incorporate that into the writing.
I love that. So what kind of technologies are you seeing coming into grows now?
Oh, there's so much cutting edge stuff that's really just kind of changed the game for growers everywhere, from crop steering initiatives where manipulating substrate and room environmental conditions to optimize plant performance and hormonal responses in plants to, the very sophisticated spectrum tunable LEDs and, you know, all the cutting edge HVAC equipment. List goes on and on with all the new technological advancements that we're seeing.
Yeah, it's cool. When I think about cannabis and tech, people are like, okay, but when I try to explain it, there's so much technology that's involved really in every step of the industry now that I think it's easy to shift to, oh, are you talking about manufacturing or extraction? But the cultivation space really is a new frontier for all of the possibilities there are. And you can bring over so much from the agricultural industry as well.
Exactly. Yeah, we've been really incorporating a lot of things that, you know, traditional ag's been using for quite some time now. Crop steering being one of those things, using different sensors to really get a holistic view of everything that's happening within your substrate, which allows you to make adjustments to optimize plant performance throughout every phase of the growth cycle.
You deserve a choice in your growing media. With VitaWool, you finally have one. VitaWool plugs, blocks, and slabs are made from 70% recycled content here in North America and give you the precision and control you always get from your growing media with the customer service you've never gotten. See why more growers are switching to VitaWool. Get a spec sheet and join the movement at vidawool.com.
I spoke with someone earlier today who was telling me that they're making seeds now that where they can predict the percentages of THC in the seeds and create those consistently for each seed, which I didn't even know was possible. So even, you know, from seed to smoke, there's technology along every step. And I love to see that.
There really is. Yeah. And even after the fact, too, with all of the post-harvest production equipment, all of the automated trimming equipment, you know, we used to have the days of hand trimming and the initial twisters where you're working through maybe 5 to 10 pounds, you know, every couple of hours on a shift. Nowadays, with these new advanced pieces of equipment, you can work upwards of 50 to, you know, 100 pounds an hour. So it really improves the throughput of your operations and also saving a lot of costs along the way by not having to have as large of a labor force to take care of everything for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you employing a lot of that at Deep Roots?
We are, yeah. We've brought in quite a few different products that we use that I love. The Terminators, the Buckers. Two of my favorite pieces of equipment, for sure. A lot of heavy lifting getting done.
Yeah, I like that. So tell me, what does 2024 look like for Deep Roots? What have you got on the horizon?
So much. We should be wrapping up all of the facility infrastructure improvements early into 2024, looking to, you know, reap the benefits of all of the hard work and planning that's gone into that whole process, while in conjunction opening up different dispensaries around the state. So really excited to see all that unfold.
Yeah, that's huge. And when are you expecting the book to become a reality?
The book is right now in the hands of our graphic designer, who's working on the page layout and formatting. So as soon as we're able to get back some templates and get those approved, we're then going to start working on launch strategy, speaking with different publishers, and really try to shop around to see what makes the most sense for us.
What's the process like of writing a book about something you're an expert in? Is it like a relief, like finally I can share all of this information I've been storing up? Or is it like, oh no, I have to share all the information I know?
Oh no, I'm looking so forward to receiving the feedback that hopefully will all be positive, I assume.
So what's it been like for you writing this book? Is it an intense experience? Are you grateful to get to share it?
Oh yeah, I'm very grateful to get to share it. It really started out with just a really big brain dumping of me and a business partner of mine, which took probably 6 to 8 months, where we got on the Google Drive doc, met a few times weekly for a few hours each week, and ironed out, you know, anything and everything cultivation related. We also were going to originally incorporate a facility design portion into it, but once we got above about 400 pages, we started having friends review it and give us feedback, and most of them, you know, gave us pretty similar feedback about, you know, really trying to target a specific audience and not try to check too many boxes. So
wise.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. I think we all run into that as writers. It's like your first draft is huge and you're like, wow, yeah, I know a lot about this. But I think to make it accessible and hit the target audience, it's all about the editing, cutting. What you don't include can be as important as what you do.
Exactly. Yeah, We've started out, as I mentioned, around 400 pages. We've condensed it at this point at least 7 or 8 times down to what I believe now we're sitting right around 220 pages. And that's before all of the high-res imagery that we're putting into it as well. Really trying to achieve that coffee table, you know, very high-quality book in conjunction with just a great piece of cultivation literature that people can use as a resource in their operations.
That's a good call. Nobody wants a giant tome sitting on their coffee table. I think keeping it accessible is a good idea.
Exactly.
So was the length of time you spent working on it what you anticipated, or?
Oh, no. Me and my business partner had originally anticipated it being somewhere around a 6 to 8 month endeavor, spent some time on launch strategy, and then that slowly unfolded into a year and a half, and then now we're looking at about 2 years and in a couple of months, but it's been a really, really good learning process along the way.
That's exciting. So when you go to find a publisher, you know, are there niche publishers who are specializing in this kind of information?
There is, yeah. So we've been doing a lot of research on that, and there are quite a few publishers that specifically deal in cannabis cultivation, mindfulness, wellness, psychedelics, and things of that nature. So we're hoping to establish some good relationships with them.
Okay. I might get that information from you later. That's exciting. So for our listeners out there, where can they go to follow up with you, get information about the book, and learn more about Deep Roots?
Certainly, yeah. I am on LinkedIn. That's my main social media platform that I use for business. And if any folks were interested in learning more about that or just wanted to chat with me about anything specific to cultivation or facility design, I'm very, very responsive.
Excellent. I appreciate it. Well, I know I learned a lot. Are there any takeaway thoughts, any last minute things you'd like to share before we wrap it up?
That's a big question there.
I know, it's a lot. But I think we touched on some great stuff. I feel happy with it.
I feel pretty good about it as well. Yeah, I'm just very stoked for 2024. Happy to continue to be a member of the cannabis industry and excited for what the future holds.
I love it. Well, thanks so much for chatting with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah, it was so good to speak with you.
This is Patricia Miller signing off, and until next time, stay elevated.